The Louisiana Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers works to protect rights guaranteed by the state and federal constitutions in criminal cases. When the organization decided to challenge Louisiana's non-unanimous jury system, they turned to New Orleans Senator J.P. Morrell to carry the bill through the legislative process. Wallace Watkins with partner station WRKF has the story of how the bill made it to the November ballot.
When Senator J.P. Morrell agreed to carry a bill paving the way for unanimous juries in Louisiana, he knew it was a long shot, especially in an increasingly partisan legislature.
It's a two-thirds vote throughout the process, and those are very hard to do on a good day.
The first stop for the bill was the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing. In his testimony, Morrell raised concerns about the constitutionality of the state's non-unanimous jury law, which allows 10 of 12 jurors to convict someone of a felony.
I think it flies in the face of what our founders intended when they said a trial by a jury of your peers.
Morrell argued that in every other state in the nation, besides Louisiana and Oregon, a jury of your peers has been interpreted to mean all members of a jury agreeing on a verdict. That argument was good enough to get past members of the committee. But ahead of debate on the Senate floor, the bill didn't have enough votes to pass. Then Senator Dan Clater, a former assistant district attorney in New Orleans, took to the podium.
Are you familiar with a practice by DA's assistants, and I'm frankly me, I'm going to put myself out there, that if I had a particularly hard case and I had the opportunity to have a more difficult felony, that I would upcharge them because it was easier for me to convict them with 10 out of 12 than it is 6 out of 6.
Lesser charges are heard by a 6-person jury, which must return a unanimous decision. Senator Clater explained that prosecutors will charge someone with a more serious crime in order to get a 12-person jury, because prosecutors have a better chance at winning their case when a jury doesn't have to be unanimous. Morrell credits Clater's example with getting the bill out of the Senate.
What he gave that kind of testimonial, I call it the confessional because like he was saying, this is bad things prosecutors do. There were people who literally approached me and said, listen, I was a no on this bill. I just called my DA and told him I'm a yes now.
When the final vote was called, 27 senators voted in favor of the bill, one more than needed for passage. The bill moved to the other side of the legislature, and in the House Criminal Justice Committee, it faced strong opposition. Sabine Parish District Attorney Don Burkett testified against the bill. He said it's difficult to weed out potential jurors who have what he calls an agenda, people who walk in with a decision already made.
The law says we prove guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. I suggest to you, because one person gets on a jury with a hidden agenda and won't vote guilty, doesn't mean that it wasn't proven beyond a reasonable doubt.
Calcasieu Parish District Attorney John DeRogier agreed, saying one person on a jury can have too much impact on a trial. He's concerned that requiring unanimous verdicts could result in more mistrials, slowing down the judicial process because cases would have to be heard again. He urged members of the committee to consider more than the history of the law when they vote.
I've heard a lot about this system being adopted as a result of a vestige of slavery. I have no reason to doubt that. I'm not proud of that's the way it started. But it is what it is.
That statement outraged many on the committee, including Representatives Ted James and Denise Marcel.
We can agree to disagree, but what we can't do is sit here and be insulted by saying it is what it is about racism.
To admit that it started in slavery and say it is what it is, I am utterly offended.
Morrell says the district attorney's testimony did more to solidify support for the bill than drive opposition against it.
That committee was supposed to be a slim majority to get out. It got out unanimously.
By the time it reached the House floor, Morrell says support came like an avalanche. Lobbying groups from both the left and right were signing on to support the measure, which passed the House with 84 votes. What started out as a long shot in the legislature now goes to a vote of the people on November 6th, where a simple majority could amend the state's constitution.
This is probably going to go down as the most substantial thing I've ever done as a legislator.
In Baton Rouge, I'm Wallace Watkins.